The Lord has talked to us a lot lately about surrender, surrendering our rights, surrendering our life. That's what it means for Jesus to be your life. It doesn't just mean that he is what makes everything work. It means that you've surrendered to his life and his story being lived out through your life and your life story, him controlling the steps, Jesus having permission to do anything he wants to you, with you, in you, or through you. That's what it means for Christ to be your life, and to waste your life on Jesus is such a classic example. But that's not the word for today, though it's a word. This is really familiar scripture, but I wanted to, I remember years ago when I was still in Bible college and had discovered, that was in 1978, what it meant to be in Christ, for Christ actually to be the one who lives the Christian life through us. And it was all over the pages of the New Testament, but I'd been so busy trying to live for Christ, I didn't understand that I was actually supposed to live from Christ, that he wanted to live his life through me instead of me trying to live my life for him. Not giving him my best, but me allowing and receiving and displaying his best is a big difference. Grace versus performance. And then sometimes when we would talk about entering into rest, I would hear people say, well, God doesn't want us just to sit around and be passive and just do nothing. And I remember I heard this description from Francis Schaeffer, for those of you who remember Francis Schaeffer. He would say, rest is not inactivity. Rest is resting in his activity. This is flows in the scripture, so powerful. I read, those of you who didn't know, and who know who Bill Johnson is, his wife passed away this morning or late last night, Benny Johnson. And one of the things I read that Bill Johnson said, which is really true, that we were born for heaven. That's true, we were created for that, but actually we were born again. You know, we got a second shot at it. It means what it means. We were born from above. We were born, and then we needed a new birth to be a different person than we were. That's what Jesus came to do, make us a whole new creature, a whole new self, a whole new creation. We were actually born again into heaven. This is Ephesians chapter 2. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, even when we were dead, if you're dead, you can't do anything positively on a spiritual level to earn anything. That even, but being rich in mercy, because of his great love for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, he made us alive together in Christ. For by grace you have been saved. It's all grace. He did it. He made you alive when you were dead. And he raised us up together and seated us together in the heavenly places or in heaven in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith. That's not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Interesting that we love to quote that verse. I've done it a gazillion times in leading somebody to Christ. But this comes when he says, by grace you've been saved. He just got through explaining to us what it means to be saved. Not just get out of hell card or off the hook from your sin card, but that we were made alive together in Christ. We were raised up in Christ. We were seated together in heaven in Christ. That's what it means to be saved. It's much bigger than just being forgiven and getting to go to heaven one day, or you get to, out of sincerity, try to serve God now in between. By grace you've been saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. It's not a result of works, that no one should boast. For we're his workmanship. It's not a result of your works, but we're his workmanship. It's all what he's done. The word workmanship here, again, is the word poem or masterpiece. We're his masterpiece of grace. His poem, the great poem of grace. We're his workmanship. We're his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus. That's how we got saved. That's a new creation, by placing us into the very life of Christ. Now seated in the heavenly places with him, though here on earth, he says, we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Not by good works, but for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should just walk in them. Jesus said a number of times in the Gospel of John, I do nothing on my own initiative. If you want to know what it means to be in the flesh, being in the flesh doesn't just mean you're doing something that seems to be obviously a sin. You can preach a sermon and be in the flesh. You can do witnessing and be in the flesh. Being in the flesh is anything that's of independent self-sufficiency, even for God. We were created in Christ Jesus for good works, not by good works, which God prepared beforehand. Again, Jesus said, I do nothing on my own initiative. We don't have to initiate anything. We don't have to push anything. We just have to abide in Christ and go where he's going. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, not by good works. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he prepared beforehand, that we should just walk in them. Now, what an interesting contradiction. I thought he said we were seated. And now he's telling us we're to walk. So how in the world can you be seated and walk at the same time? Walking in the good works he's prepared beforehand, we have to walk in them. So there's actually movement, there's life, there's stuff, but we walk from a seated position. We whistle while we work. We rest while we work. Resting in him and in his absolute sufficiency, without any anxiety to try to initiate or be sufficient for anything, simply abiding in Christ, resting in him, in his life, his adequacy, his sufficiency, his ability, and then just walk while I'm resting. Work while resting. It's not inactivity, it's resting in his activity. And then all the pressure, all the stress is on him, because then he does these things by me. Then I'm living from him instead of sincerely in the flesh trying to live for him. Resting while you work. Was that one of the seven dwarfs that sang that song? So you'll never hear whistling while you work the same again. It'll be remind you that that's a great restful attitude. Whistling while you work, that's the way Christians live. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.